Free Talk Live. We are launching into hour number two of the live Saturday edition, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the point of the program. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website as well at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free, so enjoy those again, freetalklive.com. Right back to your calls. We start things out with Gordon listening to WFLA in Florida. Hello, Gordon.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for being
here. I had called, and I wanted to comment on the news media dropping the ball. But before I do, I would like to comment on the school tax and voucher thing, if that would be all right.
Sir, sure. Jump in.
Go sure. Right ahead, sir. We are waiting for you.
Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
We got you. Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, briefly, I believe that you're correct. The one of y'all that said that if you don't have a child in school, that you should not be obligated to pay the tax. That makes some sense. But if a person is taxed, I believe that there should be a portable voucher. Just like you can take a Pell Grant from one college, you can take your Pell Grant or a guaranteed student loan to a private religious college.
You can.
I believe that you should be able to take it to a private religious high school. And the reason, of course, is because competition between the schools would promote excellence. You should be able, and whether you get taxed or not, you should be able to take your child to any school where they're certified to teach that, or to no school. But
I agree that it would make things better.
I think that you should prove that you're up to certification, that you're teaching.
I can't
agree
with that.
Your child should be able to pass certain tests.
What does the government know about how well I'm teaching my kid? I mean, all they're going to do is send a bureaucrat into my home and disturb things.
The question then becomes that you're basically making an argument against something like the SAT test. Okay, if there's no test given, what proof is it that you're teaching your child anything? There has to be some sort of standard, but I believe that as long as you can pass muster, that you should be able to teach your child privately or
Mark,
in any school.
You're looking at homeschooling Jack. How do you feel about the idea of having to bow down to some government bureaucrat?
I'm of the opinion that the government doesn't really know much about educating kids. I think
I agree with you. Okay,
poor job
of that. Some standards.
And I understand where you're coming from, and I know what your concern is. Your concern is that some parents are so against education, which I've never met any of these people, that are so against education that they will choose not to send their kids to school and choose not to educate them at home, and then they'll just say, we're homeschooling, and I guess they'll let them run around like cavemen in the backyard or something. But the fact is, they do in this state have some kind of rules on acceptability of homeschooling, you know, some criteria and that kind of thing. And I'm not going to obey them because, whatever it is, I'm not going to tell the bureaucrats, look, I'm homeschooling my kids. I'm not going to let some bureaucrat come in to look at my curriculum and poke around my house and all that other stuff. Because as far as I'm concerned, it's a violation of the Constitution. I mean, the Fifth Amendment that says that I don't have, the warrants issued and all that stuff. They don't have a right to come to my house without a warrant.
About the education. How come all these other nations have much better educated children? Now, I'm not saying that you're totally wrong, but what is it that they're doing that we're not? And maybe we should try to do what they're doing, even if it involves a little bit of standards. I agree that the government should get out. I'm a less government, lower less tax, less spend type person. But
a lot of them have free markets in education. A great deal of third world countries do.
The original purpose for my call was, before I got off on a wild tangent here, I wanted to weigh in on any topic. I wanted to point out the news media. There's a lot of things that this news media is not covering, and I wanted to just hit a few of them and get y'all's feedback.
Give me one, because we got other calls on the line.
Okay,
just pick the best.
Well, here's one real big one. In the state of Utah, if you have a concealed weapons permit, you can go into a university. A lot of students carry concealed weapons, and it's the state law, and they don't have any shootings over there, and the news media is liberal, and they're not covering it.
That's a great point that people can actually carry at those universities there. I think it's excellent. I thank you for the call tonight. As far as the news is concerned, the news is more about things that happen than rules that are, available to be followed.
That's true.
So there's not really any news there because that law's been around. So the question would have to be, in order to cover that particular freedom that they have there in Utah, how how much coverage would you say is appropriate? I mean, if they cover it once 10 years ago.
What's the coverage for no shooting?
Right. Do they have to keep covering it every single year in order to be qualified as a good media organization? I don't know. But my suggestion to you, sir, and those of you that believe in this liberal media conspiracy, and I think that there's just a big government media conspiracy. I think that that the media, the big media, for the most part, supports the state, whether it's the Republican or Democrat version of the state. It depends on which show you tune into. But it's all in favor of more government control over our lives every single time. I mean, virtually every single time. So to say that there's a liberal media conspiracy is counteracted by the fact that Fox News exists. Okay, so if you want to go and have that media coverage, what I would suggest to people like that guy is to go out and start their own radio stations or start their own television networks.
Well, he could if it wasn't for the FCC.
Well, there is that pesky FCC in the way. But you can absolutely go on YouTube and get your own channel right there. And you don't really need the FCC's approval to start a cable network. I know some of the Ron Paul activists have been talking about starting up their own cable network. I don't know if it's actually going to happen, if they're going to make it work or not, but if you can find the investors and you get the capital together, you can put a signal out there and then you can try to convince cable operators to pick it up. I mean, there's no reason why you couldn't get into the business and compete. So it's easy to complain. This is kind of a liberal thing to do, is to complain about big business and how they do their business, but not actually step forward and compete, instead to whine about, you know,
I think
the
problems. I disagree. I think there's a complaint out there that and a legitimate one to some extent, that the media when it was, you know, three big news channels, that's all you got, was definitely somewhat liberal-leaning. I listen to NPR, and I can feel the liberal just rolling out of the
radio. But now you have ABC News with John Stossel.
Understood. I gotcha. And I think that you're still seeing some wash from that. People are like, look, we want conservative media if there's going to be liberal media. And so now you have even more liberal media. I think it's NBC is quite a bit more liberal than the...
I don't know. I don't pay
whatever.
Attention.
You know, I don't even know. So you're getting these... Now you're getting people that are, you know, consuming media that fits into their paradigm, and I think that to some extent is dangerous. So I, for one, news is just it's too difficult whenever you get opinions popped inside of the news and then how they report things and then which stories they report, it's just all it's always going to be bent. So you have to look at the news in that manner.
There's no reason why you can't start your own local newspaper, for instance. That would be a nice, easy, low-cost way. I mean, as far as starting your own TV station, you need pretty significant capital for equipment and satellite time and stuff like that. But as far as putting a newspaper together, you only need a few $100 to take it to the printers, and then you just have to find places around town that'll allow you to distribute it, and a lot of places like the idea of local papers. So that would be one way for you to get your viewpoint out there. 800-259-9231. We continue with, I believe, Daryl in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Daryl.
Good afternoon.
Hey, what's on your mind, Daryl?
Oh, I want to talk about sovereignty.
Yes, sir.
And I had a child support issue back last year. They sent me the BMV sent me a statement says your license are suspended, and I'm self-employed, where that's my living.
Mm. Oh,
and so then I got to looking into supremelaw.org, and said there was a difference between a driver and a traveler.
Mm-hmm.
And can you comment on that?
It's interesting.
I don't know much about it. I've heard that that there's a difference between a driver, an operator, and a traveler, and there's a difference between
a
car and a motor vehicle.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I hear that that a driver is a person who operates a motor vehicle for the purpose of money, and that a traveler is a person who operates a car for the purpose of anything but making money.
Uh-huh.
But here's the real issue, and what it goes back to is you were talking about the idea of who's really in charge. The idea that is being suggested there is the government creates this legalese, these laws. It's kind of in a foreign language. Unless you have legal training, you can't really understand how to read it. And they try to tell you that this law somehow applies to you by virtue of the fact that what you live. It's pretty absurd. Clearly, government was created by man. Government did not come first. And so if it's true that government is by the consent of the governed, without your consent, they don't govern you. you. It's just that most people consent by default. They believe that your silence is consent, and if you don't object, if you don't say, no, I don't consent to this, then they'll believe that you are part of their system. Whether it's motor vehicle or car or whatever the words are, if you agree to their system, then you're under it. If you don't, then as far
I'm not sure your consent will keep you out of jail.
I'm not saying it will keep you out of jail. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Welcome to the Shack Radio Minute, with thoughts and commentary on spirituality by the author and collaborators of the best-selling book, The Shack. Here's Paul Young, Brad Cummings, and Wayne Jacobson.
So, Paul, your book has seemingly ticked some people off kind of royally. Are you okay with that?
Actually, I'm very okay with that. I think the controversy allows for conversation to happen in people's lives that would not normally happen. People are being, at least they're exposing their viewpoints, their ideas, and it's opening up, even if they're mad, it's opening up conversations.
And it's a novel, so if you disagree with things in it, it's not a problem.
Yeah, and it's not intended to be a new book of the Bible. It's not scripture. It's a work of fiction, and it's not that big. And so it's not a systematic theology. This is a great opportunity for conversations, and people need to have the freedom to bring to the table what they have, regardless of what it is.
And that's what I hear from people. What they appreciate about this book and their family, faith, community, others, is that it's generated these wonderful conversations about who is this God, really.
For more information on the New York Times bestselling book, The Shack, please visit theshackbook.com. What if there is a God who really loves you? For those who have ever wondered how God can exist in a world of unspeakable tragedy and sadness, comes a riveting new novel that could change the way you think about God. The Shack, number one on the New York Times bestseller list for the last 7 weeks, is the most talked about book of the year. It's an uplifting, endearing, unconventional look at a man, his pain, and an unbelievable encounter. The Shack is available wherever books are sold.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from your body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. Or call them at 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, the live Saturday edition. The toll-free number for you to bring up whatever you want is 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us, including
the wiki, over 1,700 pages created by listeners just like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com and see what it's all about and get interactive. wiki.freetalklive.com.
With gas prices the way they are, we all need to look for ways to save money. Well, with WebEx, you can travel less and meet online. Try WebEx for free. Go to webex.com and enter promo code 600 to start your free trial of WebEx today. That's WebEx, WebEx.com. Enter promo code 600. Start your free trial of WebEx today.
800-259-9231. So the point briefly that I was getting at with Daryl's call with his question about the definition of motor vehicle and all of these other governmental terms that they've prescribed in their legalese, it's kind of sort of one of the patriot movement things of trying to learn the system so you can, you know, turn the system around against itself, basically. But as you pointed out, Mark, they're going to put you in jail if they want to put you in jail. It's just what they do.
It seems like the people that run the system do what the heck they want to do inside the system. There are a few victories here and there, but most of them are qualified. Like, for instance, the Heller decision on the Second Amendment
recently
inside of Washington, D.C. They said, yes, the right to keep and bear arms is true, but it can be regulated. So in Washington, D.C., they call a semi-automatic pistol a machine gun, and they require they require to have a trigger lock on it. I mean, what good is a revolver with a trigger lock that's locked in a vault in your floor in a floor safe in your basement?
I don't know. It's madness. But so I don't necessarily suggest trying to work within the system because I don't believe there's any legitimacy in it. If that's what you want to do, then there are plenty of websites, and he mentioned one of them, Supreme Law, is one of them that will give you information on that. I like the idea of withdrawing from the system and questioning the system, asking some very difficult questions. So if they suggest that you're driving a motor vehicle, perhaps ask them exactly what that is and how it, you know, how it is that their authority was created over you. Where does it come from? You can ask government bureaucrats all kinds of questions that will make them very, very nervous about the situation they're putting you in.
Well, I understand where you're coming from, and I don't disagree with it. I, however, decided to join the Free State Project because I believe that enough, if you get enough, and it's 20,000 is what the Free State Project.
You mentioned Heller. Did you know he was a Free State Project member?
I did not know that. That if you get 20,000 liberty loving individuals to one state, a state small enough in population that they can have some effect and hopefully shrink the size of government. I don't need to see a government that's perfect as far as I'm concerned. I would just like to see it going in the right direction, and it's not all over the nation as far as I'm concerned. Governments grow by their nature. That's why I joined the Free State Project, and if you are interested in smaller government, please check out the Free State Project at freestateproject.org.
Good points. Let's go to your calls. Matt is on the line listening to WSC-FM. Hello, Matt. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Matt. Ian, Mark. I was calling. You mentioned earlier last hour that if you tried to check out without paying sales taxes, the register wouldn't take it. And I'm just going to point something out to you guys. I'm a member of the military. I used to be a supply officer of sorts. And we were actually issued cards that if we presented the register at any store, we could not pay sales tax if we were buying goods or products for use by military members. So I used it at Sam's Club. I used it at Best Buy. And I could buy any item tax-free as long as I said it was for the military.
You know what? You're right. It's been a long time since I've run a cash register, but every cash register has the tax-exempt button.
And you have the resale option, too. If you're a retailer who's buying for resale, for instance, I don't know why you'd do it, but you run a magazine store, you go to the grocery store to buy a whole bunch of squash to sell at your magazine store, you don't have to pay sales tax on those squash because... I guess you wouldn't have to in most states anyway because they're food. But anyway, you know, it's a widget. You don't have to do it because you're going to resell it with sales tax. So there is a tax exempt option. You're right.
Good point, Matt. What else did you have on your mind tonight?
I actually wanted something else related to the military. A couple weeks ago, Mark mentioned that the UCMG was a room full of books, and some of the military members pointed out that that's not exactly true. But I had an interesting story about that. There was a recent controversy, and they tried to claim that, I don't know if you guys are familiar with hookahs, but they tried to claim that they were drug paraphernalia, because the UCMJ has a law against any device which causes stupefaction. I don't even exactly know what they meant by that, but they tried to sneak it in. The drug czar people tried to sneak that in, and I went and talked to one of the military lawyers, and they said that that was the silliest thing they'd ever heard, and they hated it when the drug people gave legal advice because they're rather prolific in military commands because you can't use other, I don't want to say devices, but other products that cause similar effects. But they tried to bend the rules the way that they wanted them so that they could prevent people from doing things that they didn't approve of.
So did hookahs end up being allowed or disallowed? I missed that point.
They ended up being allowed, but you don't want to do it out in the open so much because there are people that will accuse you of doing things that you're really not doing.
Yeah.
They'll misinterpret the smoking of tobacco on a hookah as perhaps using a water bong or something like that.
It's the same thing as if you hand roll your own cigarettes. People will probably give you dirty looks if you're just out there smoking.
I don't know. Usually they can tell from the stench of those things what they are.
Hey, if the military was actually serious about being against things that stupefy, shouldn't they be shutting down government schools?
Well, government schools too, but then you have this this whole thing where they sell alcohol on most bases, and so you have this situation where alcohol certainly, I would think that would be the definition of stupefaction.
Oh, yeah.
If they allow that.
Oh, because absolutely.
It's government sanctioned stupefaction.
Yep.
Now,
great point.
I've got a question before you go. The Military Code of Justice, UCMJ.
Yes.
Now, it's just one book, and it's a rather readable size. There must be all kinds of law that they, in the same way that we have more laws than we can possibly read, the military must have more laws than they can possibly read, right?
It's really easy in that there's, I forget which article it is, but it states that you have to obey the lawful orders of those appointed over you. You can't disobey direct orders. So what commanders do is they issue orders, and you're required, and if you say, oh, I didn't read that, I didn't get the memo, that's no excuse. Because they theoretically, once they put them out, you're responsible for finding them and reading them. So they can pretty much make rules that say whatever they want, and
so
then that falls under the UCMJ.
So the
then
orders...
then they prosecute you for disobeying an order,
that you
even
didn't
though
even
know it's
about.
Not in the UCMJ.
So any set of orders is immediately considered law by the UCMJ. Interesting points, and I thank you for the call tonight, Matt. Thank you, 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Juan, listening to WFTL in Florida. Hello, Juan.
Hi. How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Okay, I want to ask you a question.
Sure.
I don't hear nobody saying this. Where do the taxes come from to pay for the school?
They come from
property taxes.
Okay. So I'll give you a sample where I live. 80% of the people that go to my school, they don't work because they are illegal aliens who cannot work and cannot pay taxes.
They don't work or they don't pay taxes?
They do not.
They just don't work?
They don't work. They can't work. They don't pay no taxes.
Then how do they eat?
What's your point of view?
How do they eat?
80% of the people that go to my school, how do they get paid? By the government, correct?
Wait. I'm sorry. We weren't clear
on
the answer.
I'm not exactly certain what you're asking me, and I want to do a little clarification when we get back.
Hang on, Juan. We're going to bring you back. Not sure exactly where he's coming from. The question that you asked, Mark, was if they aren't working, how are they being able to eat? And 80%? What school also is what I want to know. Are you a high schooler? 800.
Maybe not working above table.
Let's get some clarification from Juan in moments. And your calls as well about anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi there. I want to talk to you about a dirty word. Hangover. I know. As the makers of Drink and Mate Hangover Defense Tablets, we hear it every day. Grown, respectable adults don't get hangovers. Hangovers are what you got in college when you had about 10 too many at the frat house and then rolled out of bed bright and early at the crack of noon the next day. These days? Well, sure, sometimes you'll have a couple drinks with dinner and sometimes you'll wake up with a little headache feeling just a bit queasy. But that's not really a hangover, is it? Well, call it what you want, but now you don't need to get one. Thanks to Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense. Just pop one fizzy Drinkin' Mate tablet into a glass of water just after you have a couple drinks. They taste great, and the patented guava leaf extract formula works while you sleep. So you wake up with no headache, no queasiness, no hangover. Look for the green box at retailers everywhere. For a location near you, visit drinkinmate.com. Drinkinmate Hangover Defense. It's how smart, responsible people like us avoid hangovers.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jobs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. Bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free. And those features include archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, perhaps you're one of our radio listeners that only manages to hear us on Saturday nights, you should know we do this 6 nights a week. So go and grab the archives right there from the front page of our website, which is freetalklive.com. That's freetalklive.com. The archives go back, by the way, for an entire year, all for free. SACL CAI, they've got a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. Now, SACL staff is respectful, and they record every single call. So, plus, they've got the best equipment money can buy. They know the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Your business is handled as efficiently as possible with SACL. See their banner at freetalklive.com right there at the top of our website. As we go back to Juan listening to WFTL in Florida. Now, Juan, you said 80% of the people at your school do not have jobs, and I'm curious, what school are you a high schooler? And can let's start with that question. What school?
It's a UGuided High School in Hollywood,
okay.
Florida.
Well, there are a lot of high school kids that don't have jobs. I mean, because they're
I wasn't referring to the jobs. I'm referring to the kids. When, I'm talking about their family who don't work, who's an immigrant, who doesn't belong here, who broke the law.
Well, I mean, laws, bad laws, I think bad laws deserve to be broken, sir, but let's put that aside for a moment and continue to clarify this situation. Mark's question for you before is, if their parents aren't working, how is it that they're feeding their families?
Food stamps.
Okay.
Food stamps.
Here's the answer to the question.
Aid and money.
Okay, understood. Now I understand the answer to the question. One, I don't think that anyone should be able to get anything for free. Now, as far as I'm concerned, if somebody wants to charitably give things to people that don't work, that's fine. I'm for that in some cases. Some people have a very difficult time working. I don't think that
Section 8... Sir, in all due respect, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
If they broke here, they came illegally, they broke the law, do we give them benefits? For breaking the law,
no, there should be no benefits. There should be no government welfare
None.
Programs. There should be no redistribution programs. I don't care what plot of land you were born on. There should be no government wealth redistribution program stealing money from your neighbors in order to give you paychecks or to give you welfare checks. So it doesn't matter to me from where you came or from whence you came. It does not matter where you were born, what color your skin is. Government welfare is the problem, not people coming here wanting to make a better life for themselves. And by the way, it's a point.
That's the whole point. They don't depend on the making a life for themselves. I see it all around. They want to depend on the government.
Oh, I believe you, but there's plenty of people. Now, hold on. But there are plenty of people that were born in America that are also depending on the government. And it's the government... wealth redistribution programs that are the problem, not people coming here. And thank you, Juan, for the call.
We should get rid of those problems instead of getting rid of, kicking people that want to work hard to support their families and thereby great for our country.
And that's what most immigrants do. That's what most immigrants do. I mean, the ones that I've known in the past are very, very
That's
hard
what
workers.
Every one of us who's here's ancestors did, except for, the American Indians. And I imagine they're pretty darn resentful about this whole immigration conversation.
Let's continue. Though, and talk to Larry, listening to WFTL. Hello, Larry. Larry?
Hey, thank you very much.
You're on the air. What's on your mind?
Well, what's on my mind, I did some research. I was actually researching something about real estate property taxes a couple years ago.
Okay.
And I came across something that you could probably Google today about the funding for public education in Florida. And there's a couple things in there where the parents have to pay extra money for their kids that are in school, and in addition to what the general public, and in addition to what the senior citizens that have no kids in school have to pay.
I never heard such a thing.
Yeah, I don't believe my parents paid anything to send me to public school for the last 4 years.
You're saying the property tax rate would be higher for those particular individuals? Is that what you're getting at?
It wasn't a property tax, but it was another tax, and it's in the Florida statutes. I've been looking around for the last half an hour trying to find out if I kept a record of it. I didn't.
Where would one find this particular tax? Would it not show up on your property tax little form that they send you every year that shows you where the money's coming or going to or whatever?
No, this is being ignored by the government.
Okay.
So if you researched or Googled the Florida statutes on probably funding for public education, you'd find it.
So
and
you're
it
saying
might,
they could
most
do
likely
this.
Be in the same section where there's additional revenue for the state of Florida as far as non-residential or non-students. I mean, if they come in from Georgia or something, and they have to pay an extra fee. Somewhere in the funding for public education, because they charge non-resident students about twice as much.
I see where you're coming from. You're saying that that they have this law on the books, but they're not actually utilizing it. They're not actually charging the parents the extra tax that they could.
That's correct.
I see.
Non-residential students, alien students, and everything else, and it means that it costs you and me more dollars to pay these non-residential
either way, you know what, they would not cut your taxes. You do understand that. Like, if they did bring that tax about, if they did actually activate that tax, they wouldn't cut your taxes back. They just add it into the budget.
Well, if they did charge people for their kids going to school, I think that the people would take a more active role in their kids going to that school.
Maybe so.
So I think that they don't want that active role. They really, as much as the lip service they give about parents being active and all that stuff, they only want them to be active in the way that they want them them to be active. They don't want parents to actually care about what curriculum their kids hear.
Thanks, Larry, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231 as we continue here and talk to Michael, listening to WFTL in Boca Raton. Hello, Michael. Michael on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hi. The reason that guy couldn't find that on Google is because it doesn't exist.
Okay.
Look at Google for the next 3 weeks. There's nothing like what he said.
Interesting.
My question, my comment, though, is about, is one of the people they wanted to guess about homeschooling?
There are no guests on this program. There are two hosts
just
of the
two
program,
hosts.
And
oh.
we take calls from everybody.
Okay, I just tuned. I've never listened to you before. I started listening about 10 minutes to 8.
Sure, sure. Welcome to the program. Mark is my co-host. My name is Ian. Mark here is a brand new father. Your son is 4 months old.
That's correct.
And you are planning to homeschool your son. So what was your issue or question or your comment? Go ahead, sir.
Okay. So, Mark, you weren't in school too long ago, were you?
Well, I'm 37, so 1989 is when I graduated high school.
Okay, so that really wasn't too long ago.
Okay.
That wasn't like when my parents went to school, and I'm a little bit older than you.
Okay.
Homeschooling, through what grades would that be? Through kindergarten through 12?
Well, probably, but homeschoolers have a tendency to finish significantly early. As I remember there's a homeschool association that I was talking to at a little convention, and they said, the gal there said that her 12-year-old graduated high school already.
And was her 12-year-old ready to go on to one of the nation's colleges?
She was actually taking college courses via correspondence and was going to go on to university after that. So I guess the answer to that is yes. I think
12
it's
years old,
a little weird
that she was ready to go away to like Columbia University.
I think that's a little weird.
12 years old,
personally.
In a dormitory.
I think that's a little weird personally, and I wouldn't find that acceptable.
I think it's very
acceptable.
Weird because the whole homeschooling thing doesn't make sense to me, and I'm going to tell you why.
Okay, please do.
When I was in high school. Actually, when I was in junior high school, we had things in our schools like laboratories. We took chemistry, and we did things with Bunsen burners and bleachers, and we actually learned science hands-on. When we took biology, they brought in little worms and little frogs, and we were dissecting frogs and looking at, like, the vein system,
the
blood supply.
Sure.
Is this something that a homeschooler would do? You would start to bring in...
it could absolutely
experiment.
Be done.
I'll bet you that a lot of schools don't do frog dissection because I bet a lot of students say, I'm not going to do that, and they have some kind of right not to do so.
Well, of course homeschoolers can do those
but
things.
But they can absolutely cut up frogs. I don't know about labs and Bunsen burners. That sounds
Bunsen
like that
burners
might...
aren't that expensive. Hang on.
You can have the alcohol burner.
You can continue your critique here in moments, and we'll continue to answer them. And, of course, you're welcome to dial in, especially if you are a homeschooler and you can answer this gentleman's questions. 800-259-9231.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WebEx.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Alabama state code makes it illegal to drive barefoot. In Downey, California, it's illegal to wash your car in the street. In Minnesota, you can be fined for displaying that your vehicle is for sale. These laws are obviously not made to protect us, but instead to help states profit. The use of red light cameras is another great example. They intrude on your privacy, are unconstitutional, and cost you valuable time and money. SprayYourPlate.com is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against red light cameras, toll cameras, and speed cameras. One application lasts a lifetime, is undetectable, and each can covers up to 4 license plates. Simply spray it on, let it dry, and you're protected. All orders are kept strictly confidential, and for the month of August, receive free shipping and a $5 bill enclosed with every order. Call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601, or go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, you're fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, you're fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA's secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, you're fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Kim Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer Formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. Average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. Or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The live Saturday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away. Now, if you like Free Talk Live and you want to support the show, then we would like you to shop at Amazon.freetalklive.com. You know Amazon. They're the world's largest internet retailer. 41-plus categories to shop in, including used items. I mean, they really have virtually anything you might need to buy. So go get your shopping done at Amazon.freetalklive.com. Feel good because you're getting a great deal, probably free Super Saver shipping on a whole bunch of items. Getting the brands you trust and delivery to your door, plus you can feel good knowing that Free Talk Live is getting a percentage of your purchase. So start your shopping at Amazon.freetalklive.com as we go to your calls and back to Michael listening in Boca Raton to WFTL. Now, Michael, you were critiquing the idea of homeschooling because you claim that you, or at least you don't believe that homeschoolers have access to things like Bunsen burners and scientific laboratories in which to conduct experiments.
Not only that, but I don't know what makes the parents qualified to teach it. Yeah, you can go to a science store and buy a Bunsen burner. What makes the parents qualified to teach the concepts of science? And let me go on. Now we're at 11th grade. My son was in advanced math. He was taking advanced algebra and trigonometry in 11th grade.
Mm-hmm.
What do you or your wife, do you feel you're qualified to teach trigonometry?
Well, I did take it in 11th grade. However, I took it too.
I can't remember to teach it.
And I understand what you're saying. Now, maybe, just maybe, a parent isn't qualified to teach trigonometry. How much have you used a sine, cosine, and tangent since you graduated high school and college?
The answer, me?
Yeah, you. You took it, right?
My best friend, who happens to be a computer programmer, uses it quite frequently.
That's fine, but you did, right?
But you didn't frequently.
So do you think that it should be necessary for a child to take trigonometry in order to graduate? Because they don't in Florida. I mean, that's just
they do. They, If you're in an advanced math class, you're of course you're required.
If you're in the class, you're required.
Subtraction and multiplication, and then get a good job somewhere.
Even for the highest of the academic scholar, the Florida Academic Scholarship Program, they do not require trigonometry and analytic geometry. Okay.
This is not true. Now wait a second. This is not true that they don't require it. But if you want to go to NASA and be a NASA engineer and work within NASA, don't you think you kind of need it? No,
so
you're right.
You would say that somebody can't educate their kids because the kid might want to be an engineer? I mean, you're going to take away someone's right to educate their child because they might want to be an engineer?
Don't you want them to be something other than, you know, to be able to do the most basic skills?
Wow, you really don't know any homeschool kids, do you?
The homeschool kids are the best educated kids in America, okay? Oh, absolutely.
Yes, they are, sir.
You don't have any idea what you're talking about. As a matter of fact, they keep homeschool kids out of many academic competitions because they win them all. The spelling bees are always won by homeschool kids. It's not your public kids that are getting analytic geometry and trigonometry that are winning these things.
Let me make another point about public schooling.
Go ahead.
Okay?
Government schools.
The other thing about public schooling, and this is very, very important to a child's development. My son was also in the school band. Now, is he a musician? No. It was an extracurricular activity, and it was something that gave a couple of times a year a thing. I can't tell you the pride of being up on stage and 150 parents in the audience and saying, "That's my kid, and oh, did you do such a great job?" No, they're not going to become a concert pianist.
I agree with you. I think those are important.
They learn to work together with a group.
Right. Those things are important. Absolutely.
You're bringing up all the myths, sir.
Absolutely.
Hang on one moment.
It's true that those things are important, but you can get band practice. You know, that's an activity you can get for your kid after school. They can get lessons.
Where?
They can be in groups.
Where?
What's this?
Maybe you should get in touch. Here's my suggestion. I'm not done here yet. Calm down, Mark.
I want to just make a point. One point. Look, my 4-month-old child is not playing the band instrument, so I don't know exactly where you can go for these groups. But I can tell you that about 5 months ago, I went to a dance competition where many kids who were of school age were dancing, and it was not school related. So there are certainly things that kids can get into. And this was a concert hall. There were 600 people in there watching these high school age kids that weren't in high school doing these things. So you can get this kind of socialization.
Homeschool groups have there are groups of homeschool parents and kids that get together for the purposes of what you're talking about, for socialization, for sporting purposes, for going on field trips together. All of these things have the things that you bring up, these objections, they all have parallels in the homeschooling movement, and it really just shows that you have absolutely no idea what it is that you're talking about.
But he doesn't mind forcing people to send their kids to school. You don't mind forcing people to send their kids to government school, though, do you?
Forcing them to. My son went to a school that was an X. I didn't have to force him to go. It was a wonderful school.
No, not your son. Wouldn't you prefer it if I sent my kid to a government school instead of a homeschooling?
I don't care what you do. I don't care if you keep.
Apparently you do. You called in.
Wait, are you just trying to persuade homeschoolers to send their kids to government school? Is that your point tonight, sir?
I'm telling you the advantages of going to government school. I'm not calling to force anybody.
There are no advantages to going to government school. None whatsoever. As Mark pointed out,
private schools are far superior to government school. Would you agree?
Private schools?
Yes. Yeah.
Private schools are far superior in terms of discipline. They're not subject to state discipline.
Are you a government bureaucrat?
Am I?
Yeah.
I own a marketing and advertising agency.
Okay, great. I went to both a private school and a public school, and I can tell you that I was on the dean's list at that private school, and the amount of attention I got from those teachers just was huge. I went to the public school. Suddenly I slipped through the cracks. They didn't care. The first year I failed 2 classes.
Yep. Government schools crank out a bunch of obedient morons that sole purpose in life is to feed into the system and never question anything.
Not all of them, but some.
That's what the purpose of government schools are.
My obedient moron son is going to Duke in about 2 weeks. So tell me what an obedient moron is.
Generally, your son's taking trigonometry.
He's not one of the obedient morons. Yeah. But you do realize that people can graduate in Florida with just pre-algebra. I mean, they're not all of the caliber.
graduate. Yeah, you can graduate. Mm-hmm. If you're a high school graduate, what kind of future do you have if you're just a high school
graduate? So what's the point of sending a kid to high school anyway, then?
To go on to college.
Ah, okay. Everybody has to go to college to be successful?
No, everybody
doesn't.
But if they don't, what's your chances, unless you like go into a family business, what's your chances of getting a job that pays anything other than $15
an hour? You didn't go to college.
$20 an hour. What's your chances of doing something that
they're not as good?
What's your chances of going to medical school if all, or practicing and being an attorney or a doctor?
Well, now, okay, so you bring up education. Now, hold on.
Are you
second.
Saying that no doctors have been homeschooled?
Saying no doctors went to college from home school.
What? You're saying no doctors?
No. Wait a second. You said to me, what's wrong with just graduating with a college degree?
Yeah, I understand,
sir.
Then you bring up the three most the three professions that college is absolutely necessary for. But for the most
part, traffic engineer.
Now you hold on 1 second, because
traffic
for the most part,
I'm in advertising. An advertising degree is useless.
People that get that graduate college never use their degree for the intended purpose in which they received it. And these kids, you know, they're just throwing their money away. If you're not actually getting anything out of going to college, then there's no point in going there. If you want to be an engineer or a doctor or a lawyer, then everybody knows you have to go to college for that stuff. Yeah. But for the rest of us, it's not necessary and a waste of time.
Get a degree in English literature, so that way you can serve
burgers. An economist. What if a company depends on you to look at trends?
If you
want to
learn about the economy, you shouldn't learn about it in college. They'll teach you Keynesianism, and it's a bunch of nonsense.
The main sponsor of this show has a PhD in economics, okay? He said he didn't learn anything that you couldn't have learned outside of books and on your own, and you shouldn't pay for an economics degree unless you can get it for free through a scholarship.
Go on the internet, get yourself a copy of Economics in One Lesson, and get yourself started. And thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. I mean, this guy, if you believe what this guy says, then you just don't even understand what homeschooling is. Well, the idea behind homeschooling is, from what I understand, one of the ways that it can work is that you give your kids the basic level of understanding that they need to teach themselves. So you teach them how to read, you teach them how to write, you teach them basic math, and then you turn them loose, you set them loose into the world, and then they find what's interesting to them, and with your guidance perhaps, but then they can seek that out and they can learn on their own.
You're letting
them
loose.
If you feel like you need to hire an expert to come in and tutor them, you can do that.
You're making it seem like homeschoolers get out with a basic education. The vast majority of homeschoolers are far better educated than anybody that comes out of government school.
I didn't
and
say
it just
that.
Goes, and you're
I said
propagating,
they can teach themselves.
You're propagating the nonsense that guy was talking
no,
about.
No, I am not.
Nonsense.
I said that homeschool kids can teach themselves. They don't need all these experts, these government-educated teachers, to teach them things. They can learn on their own because they're interested in what they're learning. More coming up.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. The